belonged to you when you were 3 and 4 years old. That is to say, the shortness of the distance between your feet and head, and how the things you no longer notice were once a constant presence and preoccupation for you. The little world of crawling ants and lost coins, of fallen twigs and dented bottle caps, of dandelions and clover. But especially the ants. They are what you remember best. Armies of ants traveling in and out of their powdery hills. You are 5 years old, crouched over an anthill in the backyard, attentively studying the comings and goings of your tiny six-legged friends. Unseen and unheard, your three-year-old neighbor creeps up behind you and strikes you on the head with a toy rake. The prongs pierce your scalp. Blood flows into your hair and down the back of your neck, and you run screaming into the house where your grandmother tends to your wounds. Your grandmother's words to your mother. Your father would be such a wonderful man if only he were different. This morning, waking in the dimness of another January dawn, a scumbled grayish light seeping into the bedroom, and there's your wife's face turned toward your face, her eyes closed, still fast asleep, the covers pulled all the way up to her neck, her head